Good morning, I'm Simcha Mendel Clay, and good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mr. Mervis, if you're listening down there in London. Looking forward to welcoming you back when you come. We're learning this morning, Simon Shin Yud Hef, Seif Gimel, page 266. We began yesterday. Let's go through the Shulchan Aruch again this morning. The Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us that one may not cook in any flame or anything which is a secondary flame, meaning something which is heated by the flame, we may not cook by it, and to do so is an issur min ha-Torah. For example, a person heats a blech or a pot, and then that pot is used to heat up a food item or any item to change its texture, that will be an issur bishul min ha-Torah. However, to cook by the power of the sun is permitted. Ein derech bishul b'kach, Rashi explains, is not the way things are cooked. However, told us Hachama, for an item which is heated by the sun may not be used to heat something up, not because it's intrinsically so bad, it can't be worse than the chamo itself, but rather because an item heated by the sun, we can't know. The onlooker doesn't know if it was heated by the sun or if it was heated by the power of fire. You don't know. So therefore they had to forbid the toldas or chamo, the item heated by the sun, because it's so similar to something heated by the the whole source of heat and fire. Yeah.
We've got the module.
Pardon? I've got a spare of everything, yeah. Oh. If you want to, Adrabah, you can have it, yeah, sure. I think so, yeah. Sif Gimel, 266, okay? Let's get our skates, go, skates on. 266. Kashem she'osel avashel ba'or, kach oshel osel avashel ba'tol das ha'or. Just like when we not heat, you cook an item in a source of heat, of flame. Similarly, it may not be, we may not cook in a secondary flame. For example, litan beitza v'sad kedera, to put an egg at the side of a pot, or shabra al sudor, to crack open an egg on a sheet, shehochem v'or, which has been heated by flame, kedesha titzle, so that the item should fry. Let's stop there. Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Yud Zayin told us or. V'mevashel boy chayev. If you cook and told us or one is chayev. Because therefore, how many experts say my malatan oyed butzer kochlin? You know what kochlin is? It's a sort of oven. You put fruit or water on an oven or something similar. The achra shehuzek atar of nispashol shom. Even after the fire has finished heating, there's no flame anymore. Chayev. In fact, you can't even put an item onto a fire before it starts heating, before it gets hot. We'll learn about this later. You can't put a food item onto a oven before the oven's on. All halachas of bishul apply whether an item has been heating is heated by the flame itself. Told us or makes no difference. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues, two lines up.
Before you turn the oven on.
Yeah, because even midrabbanan, you're not allowed to put a pot on a fire and then turn the oven on. Because it's rabbanan, not to a bishul, it's like echad nos nesa kadeir, echad nos nesa, or is sort of involved in the process of cooking, and Chazal asked it.
You've got to cook it, it's switched off.
Yeah, a pot on it. If not, if you're planning afterwards to turn it on.
Sorry?
Not if you're planning afterwards to turn it on.
You're
going to
turn it on Shabbos.
No, if somebody else is going to turn it on, for example, yeah, or then for some reason or other, yeah. It's discussed in Rishon and Gimel. Where are we now? You said that the Shulchan Aruch continues. Our people told us Hachava. Even in something, a secondary heat from the sun is also forbidden. But that's not minha. Told us Hacham is not minha.
Yeah.
It's only midra bonon. Again, Besuda, for example, the Shulchan Aruch talks about a sheet, Shulchan Macham, which is heated in the sun. Also, that's forbidden, but that's only Gezeira Otu told us ha or Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Yud Ches. Could be, but although b'diavad is also, but certainly said rabbanon, so it wouldn't have the serious severity of a knas to forbid it on that person forever. We spoke about this that rabbanon b'shoigeg is particularly b'shoigeg is going to be b'diavad is going to be mutter even b'mezid also, because it's only a rabbon. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch continues the bottom line. V'chein also lehatmina b'chayil. Simply, will we not wrap an egg in sand, or in the dust of the way, which are items which have been heated by the sun. Mishnah Brura said cotton, Yud Tes, and Chof. Yud Tes, you can't put sun, wrap it in the sand. You can't even put it in before Shabbos. Do you remember the rules of Dov Moisiv Hevel? Long time ago, Rishon of Gimel, to wrap an item in something which positively gives heat, like the sand, forbidden even by Yom. But after the Hatton of Yom, even before Shabbos. Then he brings a line from Kivega, I don't understand, and I think that Ochrim disagree with it. He says, Chadush of Kivega, Mehid B'shem Rashba, the Mutal Hatton of Yom, the Kodesh of Hochem Be'er Shabbos, Menachama, Mitzan, and Legam, Be'er Shabbos. I don't know what he means with that. Simkot and Chol. Bechol. So when we not wrap an egg in sand on Shabbos, because the sand is hot, and it's been heated by the sun. Yeah. Even if you didn't actually wrap it in the sun, submerge it completely. But rather you roll it to allow it to fry on the actual sand. I mean, it's not completely wrapped by the sand, or you crack it on the sand, yeah? Then if you would want to do that, because it's a bit...
It'd be a bit gritty.
But yeah. Anything similar on a stone, let's say, which is hot, that's going to be prohibited. Nami also the Gazrin and Otto told us or Midi Gazera told us Acham, Otto told us or Al Kanan, therefore. Also, Litzlitz, Beitza, Al Gag, Rishach, Mechamo. If you have a gag, a roof, which is reserved, which is hot, and you want to fry an egg on it, you mustn't. Because it's a toldos achamo, a toldos achamo, they forbade, because of a toldos or.
What's
that? Yeah?
What's that?
Isn't it? Hamavashel, bechami teveria, to heat in the hot water springs of teveria, potem michatos, it's not considered like the fire, and therefore it's not also min atreira. They have a katoldos achama, but it's also midrabanan, because also if we would allow heating in the heat of the chami teveria, one would also come to heat in the heat of a toldos haor. Avochiyav makas mardus, it's a drabanan, and a person would be punished for that by basin. The isriyesh b'zeh is forbidden. The hilchah chos lehabed amachal gabi chami teveria b'shabbos. We not put food on chami teveria on Shabbos. Avolahashla yisaleim. Me'er of Shabbos muta, but you can leave an item on it before Shabbos. There's no is of shahir because it's not an actual flame. Olaniach b'seichan osm shmatzmona b'davam is pehelik which goes to mishin chafav sif gimel to wrap a food item in the chamei teveria. Let's say you have a pipe going through the chamei teveria. Whether that would involve is of hatzmona. We'll see in mishin chafav sif gimel. These are din of shahir and chazor and hatzmona will be reoccurring here in these halachas of Bishul. And of course, we all remember them very well from Siman Reishin and Gimel, which we only learnt about 9 months ago or 10 months ago. It feels like years, probably. Well, we started Chelek Gimel this time last year. So just a quick summary of the halachas: there's Shahir, Chazorah, Hatmona. They're always referring to food items which are fully cooked. They're not subject to Bishul anymore. Shin Yud Ches is cooking. This is a Doraisa. Reishon and Gimel, Reishon and Dalad, Reishon and Hay, and Vav, and Zayin, and Ches, and Tes, is it Suri Drabonon? There's one din from Shahir, means a food item may not be placed before Shabbos onto an oven if it's not cooked, either half cooked, or some say fully cooked, without a blech. That's the din of Shahir, because he may stoke the coals. This is also a list called Chazora, which applies on Shabbos. On Shabbos, a food item which is fully cooked may not be removed from the stove and then returned to the stove without fulfilling the criteria of Chazora, meaning that the flame has to be covered, and the person, when he removes it, has to plan to return it and also has to remain, keep hold of it, and then return it. That's a din Chazora. And the din Hatzmona, which we discussed, is the person may not wrap up a food item. If it's on Shabbos, then it's also only, even if it's only an item, the item just maintains the heat. But if the wrapping item actually adds positively to the heat, it's forbidden even before Shabbos. But again, all these drabonons, these three drabonons, are discussing food items which were completely cooked already, and they're not subject to Bishul. Additional drabonons, you may come to stoke the flame But here we're discussing items which are not cooked at all, and the main primary issue of Bishul is being discussed in our seminar.
What's wrong with the Andoyutas?
I can't explain it. There's nothing wrong with it. I just don't understand it. So, Bez Hashem, I'll leave it. I don't know if you can explain it to me. I'll be very happy. Says Shulchan Aruch Sif Talat. Now, we're discussing items in this Sif. Is items which are not cooked yet, raw. There's items that are partially cooked. That means they've reached the stage of Machol Ben to the soy. They'd be eaten by a bandit or somebody who doesn't mind eating on the run. Yeah. Which says, some say it means it's half cooked, I think it's a third cooked, machlekes. Then you have an item which is fully cooked. And even with regard to the family of items that are fully cooked, you can have different sorts of fully cooked items. You can have a baked item, you can have a cooked item. You can have, and you also spoke about before, an item which improves as it cooks further, and an item which depreciates, it becomes worse as it gets cooked. Well, the Shulchan Aruch here begins, I would have thought, the other way around. If I was writing Hilchos Bishul, I would have written first the dinim of a food item which is not cooked and say it's subject to Bishul, how it's subject to Bishul. Then discuss an item which is partially cooked, Machol Ben Drusoy, and then discuss an item which is fully cooked. Shulchan Aruch here is doing it the other way around. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Talet. Tavshil Shenis Special Kod Sorokoi, a fully cooked food. Now, actually, this fully cooked food is a tavshil. Tavshil means that there's liquid around. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says tavshil shenis bashal kol sorokai, a fully cooked dish. Yesh b'mishum bishal is still subject to bishal im nitzdanin if it is
cold.
Now, this is a bit misleading. We will see be'ezus Hashem and siv tezvov or tezayin. There's actually an argument between the mechaba and the Ramah with regard to a cooked liquid. The Shulchan Aruch, we hold, us Ramah, the Ramonics, we hold, if an item is cooked and cold, then it's subject to Bishul. But if provided it's still a bit warm, it's not subject to Bishul. There's various ways of explaining why that is, but that's how the Ramah holds.
So that's solid item.
We're talking about a liquid item, an item which is cooked, but it's liquidy. And since it's still, I'm discussing liquid now. If it's a liquid item which has been cooked, let's say a soup, or even a liquid cholent, or anything like that, the din is, although it's fully cooked, you would have thought, huh, it's fully cooked, how can I cook it more? Well, if it's cooled down completely, then the chashivas of the cooking is no longer there, and therefore it's subject to bishul again. That's what we hold. And Tavshil is talking about a liquid, like say a cooked item, which is a liquidy sort of item. Do you mind, Rabbi Yisai? Can I just explain something? Just explain clearly. So again, we Peskalite, the Ramah, holds it only if it's completely cooled, then this liquid item is subject to Bishul. The Shulchan Aruch, however, holds that even if it's partially warm, it's still subject to Bishul. It's only if it's Yad Seledes Boy that it still retains its previous Bishul. So the Shulchan Aruch here is a bit misleading, because he sounds like the Ramah, because he says Tavshishon is special called Sorokai, an item which is fully cooked. Yesh b'mishum bishul is subject to bishul im nitzdanin. So nitzdanin sounds like if it's cold. It's much more if it's warm, it would not be subject to bishul. And if the Marana Mechaba would be an Ashkenazi, then this line would read beautifully. But because
what does the Mechaba?
Mechaba says if it's cooled down completely, sounds like then it's subject to bishul. Which appears to say that if it's partially warm still, it's not subject to Bishul. But we know the Sfadim hold that even if it's partially warm, if your chicken soup is still a bit warm, it's cooled down, it's a bit warm, it is according to the Marana Machaba, it is subject to Bishul. Anyway, so this in its tanin means if it's... So it means, as Mishbur explains, it means, not yet to let this boy, then it's subject to Bishul again. Bin Yomid, we're learning Sif Talad, the Halachos of Bishul, Achar, Bishul. Hagot says to them all, "V'yeshem there is an opinion to dafkin mistamal v'yoflu. It's only subject to bishul if subsequent bishul is improvement to it. We don't paskin like this yeshemim. So let's move straight on. V'imloin is special called sorokoy, an item which is not fully cooked. V'afilun is special called machol ben drusoy, even if it's cooked a third or a half. And therefore, the ben drusoy, Mr. Ben Drusoy, would eat it. Nevertheless, shayach by bishul, it's still subject to bishul. Afilu by drusoy, even if it's boiling hot." Because the subsequent improvement to the cooking of this item, which is only a third cooked, is of a significance. It's of significance, and therefore to do so is bishul. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "V'hani meli sheish b'bishul l'chabishul." That which we're saying there's an issue of bishul l'chabishul, but tafshul sheish b'morak is talking about a cooked dish which still has liquid. Avol davish in a special kfar of huyavish. If you have an item, even if it was cooked, but you removed all the liquid, so now there's no liquid there, and therefore, and then you want to heat it again. It can be reheated because ein bishul achabishul. Yeah, because ein bishul achar bishul, since it's already been cooked, cooking it again will have no effect. It says Shulchan Aruch continues, "V'mudav yavish lo nispashul l'mechanei Shabbos." If it's a dry item which has not been cooked at all before Shabbos. An orange, an apple, a potato, well, not an orange, let's say a raw item which has not been cooked before the potato, may not cook it on Shabbos, soak it in hot water. You can, however, pour water onto it from a keli shein, he says in Mishnah Berurah, chut, with the exception of b'nei chayoshan, the salty fish. Old salty fish, various items the Shulchan Aruch lists, which are very sensitive, and even irukeli sheni would affect them or would cause it to become cooked. They only need a slight element of heat to cook them. And by pouring hot water over them, it actually would complete and make a significant change to this item because it's very susceptible to heat. Yeah. Any item which is hard, not fit to be eaten without soaking it on Shabbos, you can't soak it on Shabbos. By doing so, one is completing the item and it could affect a bishul. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of the sefer. There's quite a lot of points here, Binyamin. Page Kuf Lamed Dalet. We're seeing the halachas of bishul achar bishul, a cooked item. Yeah? For example, let's say a cooked chicken soup, for argument's sake, or cooked chalant, liquidy chalant. The din is that if the Shulchan Aruch says it's subject to bishul, imnitz tanan. Says the Shulchan Aruch, mishbrus yikot chav beis. The whole dinin, sifkot chav beis, shin yud ches sifkot chav beis, yesh b'mishum bishul. A cooked item still can be subject to bishul. We mentioned this already. When there's an issa of bishul, we may not even put the food on the oven before somebody else turns the oven on. If that were to be the case, that's also issa d'rabbanan, because it's partially an involvement of issa of bishul. It's not the discussion over here. Bishul. Val Kain says the Mishnah Berurah of Binyamin, just what you asked me one moment ago. Also, in our Torah, it's forbidden biblically l'aniach tavshel hazeh, to put a chicken soup which was cooked already and now it's cooled down. B'Shabbos on Shabbos, b'mokim cham, in a hot area, b'mokim she had to let us boy, where it could reach a state, a point of yad to let us boy, which in effect is a standard that can cause cooking. But of arev oise b'tavshel reseach b'klisheini yesh lohokel, however. One can put a liquid which has been cooked and it's cooled down into a keli sheni. Why is that? So the reason for that is that since then, truth is a machlokes rishonim, the din of bishul achabishul. Yeah, it is a machlokes rishonim. So in a keli sheni, there is room to be mekel. Tikkun chav dalet says them shulchan aruch imnitz tanin. Again, this soup is subject to bishul if it has cooled down. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Haynu she'ena yet mishnah brurah of talad." Haynu she'ena yet zeledes. But the Shulchan Aruch means if it's no longer boiling, it's no longer hot enough that a person's hand would become burnt. After adayim ksam chas chamadayim, the Shulchan Aruch holds if it's partially warm, it's still subject to bishul. Avlim hayat zeledes boy, if it's hot enough that a person's hand would become He'd repaired his hand from the heat. Afshin it's tanim mirisichos, although it's not boiling anymore, it's not bubbling anymore. Le shayach boi bishul oid is not subject to bishul. That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. To bechar reseichu is still considered boiling hot. Vein bishul acha bishul. That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Skip the brackets. Bechol zeh odas amechaba. That's the opinion of Maran Beth Yosef. Avol haRama lekamam b'sif tesvav ba'agor kosav. The Rama actually writes, the chol's man shalein istan legamri, as long as it's not completely cold, ma'agu lahakel. If it's partially warm, it can still be reheated. Dein b'mishal bishal mishal bishal ayim shom. We'll learn about this later. Now, for example, you know, they discuss a person has had soup and he comes towards the end of the soup and he wants a refill. So if the soup is still partially warm, so therefore it wouldn't be subject to bishal even if you were to pour on it from a kedushin, for example. Because we take on either or more. That is, provided it's partially warm, it's not completely cold, with a dovolach, in bishalach ha-mishal. If you'd go to the house of Eliyahu, for example, or somebody who takes on like the Maran al-Shulchan Aruch, if that's how they take on like this, I'm not even sure if they do, but if they take on like the Maran al-Shulchan Aruch, then unless it's Yad Tzeled this boy, if it's anything less than that, it is subject to bishal, and therefore one would have to find another way where one could pour it on either Kedi Sheni or something, rather than doing the Kedi Rishon. Now, all this said, and therefore the words of Shulchan Aruch actually would be more applicable if the Rama would have said it. Imnit stanein sounds like if it's cooled down completely, it's subject to bishul. Partially warm, not subject to bishul. In truth, the Shulchan Aruch, when he says imnit stanein, means if it's anything below Yad Tzeled spot, it's subject to bishul. That's a very important point. And we reiterated again towards the end of the Siddur when we did come back to the dinim of bishul, acha bishul. I must also say, the brackets here are very important. Yeah, the brackets here are reminding us of the dinim sin ration of gimel. We'll have to keep on reminding ourselves of that. That which we say can reheat an item, that's only when it's not being reheated on the fire itself. To return a pot to the fire, yes, although it may be not subject to bishul because it was heated already, the soup was heated already and it's still boiling hot, for example. But you still can't return it to the fire without fulfilling the criteria of chazara. The issue of bishul acha bishul, which we are discussing, is to heat it not on the flame. Because you can never return something to a flame without fulfilling the criteria of chazara, reishon and gimel, as we said. That's what the brackets here are pointing out. Dafka, the brackets in Chof Dalav, Dafka, in Lechzir, the Tanuk Shugarav, Menag Chom Hashem, we're talking here when the Tanuk no longer has any coals in it. Or they're covered over. Avolatanush ksheina gorof, an oven which is open flame. Choshkin al eshmamush on the fire. Also lehachsid et kaliyam firuseach gomach lebus mishnu and gimel. You can never return an item, even if it's fully cooked, to a fire on Shabbos without having a blech or something similar, and other conditions. Thank you.
Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. Right, example Yofaloi. Now, but is there a Ma here who adds that some say Bishlach or Bishlach is only permitted, is only relevant, only an issue, sorry, if the food will improve by heating it more? For example, hot water, for example, the longer you leave it in its heated state, the water just dissipates and you're left with less and less water. It's Mesamach Varaloi. Only if it's Mesamach Yofaloi is it going to be subject to Bishl. Sivkotan Chofhei. If by cooking it more, it depreciates, it's going to be permitted. The Gorn and the Bach disagree with this remark. Right, so that is the din of an item which is fully cooked, a liquid item fully cooked. Yes, Eliyahu.
The definition of bishul,
yeah,
is not only raising the temperature, it is making edible.
Yeah.
I mean, if we bring raw meat, the jaws of a hyena, which are 1,000 psi, eat it like that, it bores as well. For us, we are not more than 200, so we cannot eat it. So we have to cook it to soften the collagen fiber so we could eat it.
Yeah.
Now, even after it becomes cold, it is still soft, we could eat it. But the main thing is to raise the temperature so it become not edible, but become nice to have.
Yes.
So it's not bishul. It's not bishul.
What's not bishul?
If it has been already cooked,
yeah,
and then cooled down,
yeah,
we can still eat.
So you're discussing a solid item, If there's a liquid item, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, the Rishonim say, that a liquid item, the significance of the heat, is very more important than a solid item. A solid item, when you cook it, the main effect that it's having is the changing of texture. And therefore, even after it's cooled down, the texture has already been changed, and therefore reheating it doesn't do very much.
Fine.
But a liquid item, the whole purpose of cooking it is for the heat. The change of the actual content, the change of the matter, the chemical change is not so significant as the heat element. And therefore here we're discussing liquid items, and liquid item, since it's cooled down, it's lost a very significant element to it, the heat element, which is what you want it for, and therefore it is subject to Bishul again if it's cooled down. That's the difference between a liquid and a solid.
So when we say Bishul Ahar Bishul only for solids.
That's right. That's right, Elio. That's right. Quite right. We're going to come back to this again. Yeah. Thank you. Very valid point. The Shulchan Aruch continues. V'mloin is special called sorokoi, an item which has not been fully cooked. A food on is special k'malcha ben drusoi, even if it's been cooked partially. Shach be bishul, to continue and cooking it, Binyamin, is subject to bishul. I feel by the way, even if it's still boiling hot, because of course it's a very significant improvement to get it fully cooked. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof Vav, B'kamachu ben drusoi, v'adin yoiso, anything, any continual cooking from that point on, actually going bishul until it's completely cooked, shach be bishul min ha-toyra, we paskin it's shach bishul min ha-toyra. And although it's still boiling hot, it doesn't matter. The continual cooking is bishul, and we take on its bishul min ha-toyra. You have an item which is partially cooked, third cooked or half cooked. Can't ask a goy to continue to cook it because you, it's an issa to continue to cook it. It's a toyra. However, the nered appears that the eved ain't less than a tafshil. If an item was partially cooked and you continue to cook it, but issa, but the eved, the food would not become forbidden. The yesh lismech ala poiskim shesoyvin the kivin shen espashal kamachu ben drusoy shuv ein boy mishum bishul. Believe it or not, the arishonim who hold that an item which is Gmachu ben drusoi, since it's already edible, albeit only to Mr. Ben drusoi, the main effect of cooking has taken effect, and therefore, if the Arishonim who say it's no longer subject to Bishul, if you look at this bi'ahalocha, can you see at the bottom of the page, Afilu bo'ed reseach, there's a bi'ahalocha there, and you see as you turn the page, a massive bi'ahalocha. And the whole Bi'alocha is pointing out this point that the Arishonim who are Mekel, and since although we don't paskin like them, we paskin that any additional cooking till it's completely cooked is Bishul Mamash, Min HaTorah. But since it's a point of doubt, a point of dispute, I should say, with regard to a Knas, to forbidding it after Shabbos, we apply the Din of Sofik, Knas is Mutter, which we saw at the beginning of the Siman, anything where there's a machlokes as to whether it is or is not a prohibition, but yet if it was performed, the food item would not be forbidden after Shabbos. I think we're going to stop here because it's getting late. We'll count Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow. Tomorrow is actually a shorter page. We'll count Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow. This point in Siman, where it says Chof Ches. So we've seen today three halachas. We've seen today the halacha that cooking in the sun is permitted, but cooking in an item that is heated by the sun is prohibited mitzvah bonon, because a person may come to heat an item heated by a flame, which is osam min ha-toyra, just like heating in a flame is osam min ha-toyra. We've also seen to cook an item, a liquid item, which was already cooked. So the Shulchan Aruch holds, Marana Machaba holds, that if it's no longer yet lettuce boy, it's subject to cooking. We paskin like the Ramah, that if it's still partially warm, it's exempt from cooking. In Bishul Lecha Bishul, Blav Lecha, if it's still Cham Ktsas. That's with regards to a liquid. With regards to a solid, we'll see Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. An item which is partially cooked, Kamachal Ben Drusoy, although Ben Drusoy would eat it, there's a bandit who would eat it at this point, it was cooked only a third or a half. Nevertheless, practically speaking, we hold it's awesome in HaTorah, to continue to cook it till it reaches a complete stage of cooking, but if one did so, the pot would not be prohibited because our opinions hold there's no issa cooking after Machal Ben Drusoy. Eliyahu, por favor. Bendrosoy is the name of a bandit. Ben, his son, his father's name was Drusoy.
Please, one speech.
His father's name.
No, a pirate. Who was he?
I don't have his career name. If you want to shout it.